Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day four of our sauce recipes is one of my favorite sauces to make, and that's tomato sauce. Now, I know a lot of you guys don't make your own tomato sauce, but I'm going to tell you something. It's really, really easy. Once again, we're coming at you live from Quail Park here in beautiful Visalia, California. And just a quick reminder, we got cooking classes starting up in September. So if anybody's interested, go to my website at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And I promise you're really, really going to like this. We got some really great classes coming up and more information on my website. This is my recipe for tomato sauce. What we're going to need first is salt pork. Now, salt pork is pretty much bacon that's not cured. So what we want to do is use the salt pork, and we use this to flavor our tomato sauce. And it really is important to have that salt pork in there. If you don't have salt pork, you can use bacon. It's not going to hurt it at all. But that salt pork, what I like about it is we take it out afterwards. We don't keep it in there, where most people would be more obligated to leave the bacon in there because we love bacon. What we're going to use next after we put our salt pork in is some onion. Now I'm going to use 1 cup of onion. Now remember, there's only 4 people in my family, so I'm only making a little bit of tomato sauce here, everybody. So remember that. Next, we're going to use some celery. And I'm always going to remember the ratio for onion, celery, and carrot is going to be 1 part onion, 2 part, or a 2 part onion, 1 part celery, 1 part carrot. I always get it mixed up because we use the 2 carrot and the celery, but it's going to be 50% onion, 25 celery, 25 carrot. Don't ever forget it. And what we're going to do here is we're going to use 1 cup of onion, 1/2 cup of celery, 1/2 cup of carrot. We're going to put in some fresh tomatoes, and I want to make sure that these tomatoes are nice, bulky tomatoes, and we're going to go ahead and start cooking them all together. And as we start cooking them together, those tomatoes will start to stew down. Next, I'm going to add in some pureed tomatoes. I was going to say potatoes. I mean, we do a lot of things with potatoes, but no, this one is pureed tomatoes. And with those pureed tomatoes, all I do to get those pureed tomatoes is literally just take fresh tomatoes and puree them in a blender. It's very, very easy. I'm going to add in some dried thyme. Now, with the pureed tomatoes, I want to go ahead and do 1 cup of those as well. So I want equal cups tomato and equal cups pureed tomato, some dried thyme, a little bit of bay leaf, some garlic clove, cilantro stems. And I always do this to taste because everybody has a different preference on how they like this. And then we're going to do a sachet of peppercorns. And we want to use those peppercorns. We're going to crush them. And a sachet is pretty much like a little tea bag. We're going to go ahead and put that in there. And we're going to go ahead and put in a little bit of sugar. And we're going to put in a little bit of tomato juice and a little bit of pork bone. And usually pork bone, about 2 pork bones is more than enough. Let that cook for 2 hours on a slow to low medium heat and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.